In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Second down and 10 from the Gator 24. Ward looks left, down the middle, fires, got a Restrepo, into the end zone! Touchdown! What a throw by Cam Ward to Xavier Restrepo for the touchdown!
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Canes Radio with the call in the Miami Hurricanes 41-17 over Florida. As Cam Ward, who started his collegiate career at Incarnate Word down in the San Antonio area, then goes to Washington State, then transfers to Miami. I mean, the amount of transfers now, I mean, you got to have a map to figure out where all these players played. 41-17, and Miami is a team that is a threat to make the college football playoff because the ACC is as bad and as wide open as it gets. Billy Napier, firmly on the hot seat at Florida. Their very difficult schedule did not start off any easier than it could have been because Miami's a good team, and Florida has one of the most egregiously difficult schedules I've ever seen in college football. But
those Florida freak out, which I know made you very, very happy that the Gator Nation was suffering.
It is, and it does make me very happy, and it's going to make me happy all year. Listen to this schedule. So they already played number 19, Miami. They played number 20, Texas A&M. They played number 15, Tennessee. Number 1, Georgia. Number 4, Texas. Number 13, LSU. Number 6, Ole Miss. And then at currently number 10, Florida State. Like, that is a gauntlet of a schedule. There, I mean, between October 12th and November 23rd, they play currently the 15th ranked, 1st ranked, 4th ranked, 13th, and 6th ranked team in the country. I mean, come on.
By the way, I think the viral moment from this game was 2 years old. Khalil Jackson with the middle finger saying F this team.
That wasn't this week. Yeah, that was old, right?
People were saying it's 2 years old. And yeah. Everyone retweeting, including myself, of an IG or social media. Did it get you, Peyton? Did you think it was from this past weekend?
No, I thought it was a couple years ago. I thought someone's already talked about that.
Yeah, F this team going viral. Maybe they're just saying screw this team because of how they started off the season, but that was not new and fresh.
No, it was not. But it's a very difficult start to the year for a couple teams. Florida State, they lose last night. They lose to Boston College. They lose by double digits. There's so many things. The FBS teams that are double digit favorites are 71-1 to start the year. Vanderbilt was a dog and they beat Va Tech, who was double digit favorite, your godson on that team. And then of course, you had Florida State as the other two lost. They're 0-2, double-digit favorite against Georgia Tech, and then double-digit favorite against Boston College. It's the first home loss ever for Florida State as a top-10 team as a double-digit favorite.
Woo!
In the history of their program. Kudos to Bill O'Brien. You did a great job at Penn State taking over for Joe Paterno after he went and became a child, he didn't do it, but he covered it up. Okay, he covered it up. So Bill O'Brien took over for him, did a great job at Penn State, got the Texans job. did pretty decent there from a coaching standpoint. You can't GM, but from a coaching standpoint, he dragged like TJ Yates to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Goes to the Nick Saban rehabilitation program for coaches, and now he goes to BC, and right away, already paying dividends. They're a solid program that they've got up there in Boston College. LSU loses to USC. Brian Broaddus losing to Jared Sandler, 27-20. Here's Brian Kelly after the game, not too thrilled.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things, about not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. And I got to coach him better because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous.
So angry about it.
He's fake.
I'm so angry.
That's fake anger, fake outrage.
Very fake anger. So they lose 27-20. Dabo and Clemson get worked by Georgia 34-3. Real quick, by the way, USC Trojans, I think you need a lesson on the Trojan War. All right, because in their hype video, they had the Trojan horse with them fighting in the video. The Trojan horse was used against the Trojans, not for the Trojans, okay? Maybe you need to go see Troy the movie, Brad Pitt. You can see his naked booty in it. All right, I'm sure you want to see that. Whatever. The Trojan horse is not a good thing for the Trojans.
And
very bad.
I think that Kyren Lacy needs a lesson on Ja Morant, the LSU receiver who decided on his bazooka celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Not once, but twice. Scores a nice touchdown, decides to bring out the gun, and then this dumbass goes to the sideline, gets up in front of his teammates again to go, yeah, this is what I did with the gun.
Yeah.
The gun wasn't mine.
Brian Kelly, right. Not too happy about that.
No, he wasn't. You know, it's all you got to have the cameras are on you now. You got to know. You got to have awareness. The cameras are on you. Don't do anything stupid.
Got hit with the unsportsmanlike, and then he said, "Yeah, I went to the bench, and I showed the guys the replay, slow mo." Yeah.
There was one other premier game that I want to get to that featured a pair of top rated teams. It was the biggest for the playoff, I believe. A&M and Notre Dame. Notre Dame goes into Kyle Field. Game day was there. They beat the Aggies 23-13. It was tied at 13 with about 4 minutes to go.
Ugly, slow game.
Very ugly. Very slow. Notre Dame wins it. The Aggies, you know, they get their Aggies. Their new coach was the old quarterback for him. So Riley Leonard was Mike Elko's coach at Duke. And they wind up going and they wind up having, a really nice start. And it's a huge win for Notre Dame. They will not be an underdog the rest of the year unless they're somehow an underdog to USC. I don't see it happening. They play a Florida State team that just lost to Georgia Tech and a USC team that is good, but they're probably still a year away from being a true title contender. Next year for sure. This year, they're a bubble playoff team. So Notre Dame, they can't be in the top four because they're not going to be able to win a conference because they're not in the conference. But I'll tell you, they are almost all but assured of the five spot. And the five spot's where you want to be because the five seed is going to wind up playing the group of five winner. So it's probably Memphis or UNLV or whatever. And then, so that's a win. And then they'll play the four seed, which is going to be the winner of the worst conference of the four.
Wow.
So you basically, as the five seed, are generally going to get a bye into the final four. So your goal, if you're not the one, be the five. That's kind of what you're looking for. And that's where Notre Dame is heading for on a collision course right now. Let's get to some audio. Nick Saban, college game day. I was wondering how this was going to work. There's a viral video out there of him sitting there side-eyeing Pat McAfee, who's dancing, dancing on the set in his chair. But Nick
Saban's giving him the look like, what is this guy doing?
I was coaching Alabama last year. This year I'm sitting next to this dude dancing in his chair.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting here like just trying to be me. Right, Nick? But that's what makes
this
Pat
menace,
great.
This menace next to me.
Yes, this he's so uncouth.
Yes.
But that's what McAfee is, right? That McAfee's just being himself. And Saban being himself too.
Yeah.
Right, that's what Nick is.
He looks grouchy and miserable.
He looks grouchy.
God, he's miserable.
But he broke the internet on college game day.
I just want to say, you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'll be
out of luck.
That's life, baby. That's life.
Congratulations. You just broke the internet.
So that's what they answer their pain saving for.
I don't understand why this got such a reaction.
Because he cursed on TV.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, I don't understand why this was like, oh, Nick Saban's going to be great. Now, I didn't watch any of College Game Day, so I don't know how good he was. Mm-hmm. I know he lied about putting Texas in the SEC championship game.
Can't watch it this weekend.
Because ABC, ESPN. What's the game Saturday? What's the game?
Texas, Michigan, but it's big noon kickoff.
Okay.
Fox. Yeah, so no, it'll be, let's see.
But anyway, while you looked that up, I wasn't understanding. Oh, my God, Saban, oh, he's down like it is. If you don't pay the right players, you're S out of luck. It's like, okay, I thought we knew that for NIL. I guess it's because he cursed.
Yeah,
I guess it's because he said that. Yeah. That's nothing compared to McAfee's viral moment last year trolled and shocked the entire crowd. That's viral worthy.
That's absolutely viral worthy. This year, they are going to Ann Arbor. They will be at Texas, Michigan this week, I should say. Now, it'll be big noon, so both Fox and ESPN College Game Day will be there. So that was Saban. That was Saban breaking the internet. How about?
Did you watch any of the pregame to see how good he was?
I watched a little bit of it. He was
fine.
Fine. Yeah, he was fine. I didn't see this moment live. I saw some of it, but he was fine. There was nothing wrong with Nick. He wasn't being overly critical of anybody. I didn't think he was trying to also be too political in it.
ABC and ESPN Plus. Tennessee, NC State.
That's right. Should be a decent one.
What are you going to do? Are you going to watch on ESPN Plus? You can get it on...
Yeah, I get on ESPN Plus. I have ESPN Plus. I'll definitely...
I think I might have your password, so I might kick you off.
There you go.
Give you a hard time.
There
with
you
it.
Go. I would change that password.
Sandler password. Jared, text me the password for The Athletic. Choppy, I need to reset the ESPN Plus, and I already have Bobby's for YouTube TV.
What's that?
I wonder, can I just use Bobby's? How do they do that with you? Yeah, I'll text Bobby.
You might be able to.
Can I do them, you know, at the same time, simultaneously? Can I steal his YouTube TV and just cancel DirecTV?
You probably could.
I'll ask.
You might be able to.
Y'all let me know for those of you who have YouTube TV with password sharing outside of your residence.
OU played Temple, and they debuted their new in-game entertainment between the third and fourth quarter. They play Toby Keith. That's what they're going to do.
All right, you had the poll question during crosstalk. What did we decide on?
Well, we decided on, I think it was Red Solo Cup is what we decided on, right? Because that would be a good sing-along song. We did not include this song. We did not even have this one in the top four.
Oh.
But they went with this. Now, I don't know if they're going to do this every week with the same song. I hope they do the same song because I think they need to have it needs to be a set tradition. But if they decide to go different song every week, whatever. This is the song they chose for the opener. There you go.
This is a slip by you.
It is a slip.
Listen, you didn't even put this in the nominations.
I didn't. I did because it starts off with just talking a little bit. I didn't think they were going to go with that, but. You know, I didn't think that, you know, getting the whole crowd to say, we'll put a boot in your ass.
American way.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oklahoma.
That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good.
Wasn't there some American flag story or something in Oklahoma? Did you have that?
In a high school, yeah. They were banning these, you know, kids want to put American flags in their truck. Like, you're just flying it.
Yeah.
And they said, no flags.
Why?
They thought it would be, I think they said it would be a distraction. And the state superintendent was like, yeah, we're not doing that in Oklahoma.
We're not having the American flag?
No, we're not having somebody say you can't. Yeah, we're not banning the American flag. So I think the story's going away, but that was the original issue. So, yeah, they chose that song at Oklahoma. I don't know if they're going to do that every week, the same song. It's a great choice. Big miss on my part. Another piece of audio here. I'm sure that a lot of sports radio fans have had this happen, or sports fans in general. When it
comes
to their spouse.
This is all Paul Feinbaum's show is.
This is all Paul Feinbaum's show is, SEC fan. Well, this goes to a Knoxville radio station, and you hear the wife in the background yelling at the guy when his family is in peril.
And they're phony recruits. You know these guys are good.
That's why I think they'd pull the trigger pretty quickly on getting rid of Billy.
Get off the damn...
sports radio. It doesn't matter to your family. It's a loser situation. My dad needs your help. Ryan?
Cosmo, Chris.
So done with you.
So done
with you. I know
you
don't care. I'll take your $2.5 million.
Well, that's a first.
What? So, yeah, what was the $2.5 million?
Exactly. A bad miss on those Knoxville guys. You got to let them go. Let them keep going. You got a dump button right there. Okay. You're talking about $2.5 million. I want to know where that money's coming from.
So this is the wife giving the husband a hard time?
Wife giving the husband a hard time about calling into a radio station after a 69-3 victory. Like, what are you calling up for? They played Chattanooga.
Yeah.
What were you going to do? That's what college sports is all about, though, right there. Ruining families. That's the number one thing college football is all about.
The college football kegger. How'd you do with the degenerate? Any follow-up?
I did a very bad week. 1-3.
Oh.
Very rough start to the college. That's fine. It's fine. We got a lot of the long season.
Hey, Pay, did you bet at all?
I did not. I did not bet. I usually will go off of what RJ had, which I kind of agreed to with him on the floor or the Colorado State game. I did not think Texas was going to cover all that 32.5 or whatever. I think by kickoff it was 35.5.
Yeah.
But Texas dominated, man.
They did. It's also, I usually don't go hard week one. You know, this year I went kind of hard week one. Usually I don't.
College football kegger with Ralph James here on Sean and RJ. Bobby will be back tomorrow. It's a Tuesday, so that means Nick Harris getting us ready for the Browns. What do we need to know? Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com after this.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck, right, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas.
Nick Harris every Tuesday and Thursday from DallasCowboys.com throughout the season. Brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. How did you split up your football pie over the weekend between high school and college?
Yeah, that was tough. It was trying to figure out how much time was dedicated towards which screen, but I feel like I found a pretty good divide, and it worked out. Ingested a lot of pigskin this weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
How are the Cowboys looking health-wise heading into the opener?
Yeah, looking great. As far as all of the players that are on the active roster, on the 53-man, everybody practiced yesterday. Everybody on the practice squad even practiced yesterday. So that was big going into the week, into week one, especially big for Brandon Cooks. He was battling that sore knee that he had towards the end of training camp in Oxnard. He was back out on the field, as well as Damone Clark, who's also been battling kind of a sore knee issue. He was back out on the field. So everybody looking ready to go for Cleveland, at least at this point, knock on wood.
Who's starting at center?
Yeah, it's going to be Cooper Beebe, and he's ready to go. We were able to talk to him in the locker room yesterday, and, man, he's just a ball of excitement. He smiles with every word that he says, and you would think he's about to go play, like, his first flag football game as, like, a seven-year-old. That's how excited he is. And he talked about the defensive front and the challenge that's going to be in front of him in Cleveland this weekend, and he said, you know, who better to prove myself against than the Browns? So he's really excited about this opportunity in front of him, but – yeah, he did a really good job in camp of whenever he went in there, kind of tempering his expectations as far as how quick he could develop at that center position. You know, that first week or so, the first week and a half, he kind of struggled. I mean, he was really trying to figure out his snap. He was trying to figure out a couple of things that are just different moving from guard to center. And then it feels like right after that Rams game, after he got that game experience, he just took off. And you saw that in the second preseason game against the Raiders. And it was good enough by that point that they sat him against the Chargers and went ahead and let him rest up going into week one. So two rookie offensive linemen up front this year, and we're going to see how it pans out. But right now, Cooper Beebe's super excited for the opportunity.
So how much did that surprise you? Because like when we were at the first week of camp, I mean, he was missing snaps left and right, and that transformation for Cooper from, I mean, clearly the number two to clearly the number one in a matter of about 3 weeks, it's a pretty big transition.
Yeah, I think if you had told me at that point that he's going to end up being the guy that starts week one, I would have been like, oh, so they made a wrong decision here. But I don't really feel like that is the case. You know, you look up and you look at how much progression that he had during the course in Oxnard, and it's warranted now. And I think for me, where I kind of saw the jump between him and Brock Hoffman was the athleticism in the interior, and he really got after it and was able to get into the second level rather quickly, a little bit quicker than Brock in those preseason games. You could see that aggression that he had at the guard position transfer over to center. And then once he got those snaps down, he looked natural. And the biggest thing too with him and at that center position is the declarations and being able to call things at the line. And he said he's been working with Dak Prescott, Zach Martin, and Tyler Smith daily trying to figure out, you know, so he could be ready to go week one when it comes to all of those things. So he's going to be ready to go. But, yeah, I think if you had told me back about a week and a half into camp that he would have been starting, and that would have been a surprise to me.
Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on Sean and RJ. How much Browns homework have you done?
I'm getting there. Yeah, fortunately, we were able to get a head start on that last week, you know, with no game last week. So, man, this defensive front, like I mentioned earlier, it is going to be a challenge. There's a lot of experience on that defensive front. It's funny just because you're going against the defensive player of the year in week one on his home turf against two rookie offensive linemen. You know, that's not an understatement by any means. They're going to have a challenge in front of them up front. For me, where does the running game find success? If the running game can find success in a game like this, then I would probably have a little bit more confidence going, you know, into week two, at least against the Saints, another really good defensive squad in my eyes. But I think this is going to be a really big test for the running game offensively. And then defensively, just kind of depending on who's healthy and how that kind of works out, how they split up the carries with Jerome Ford and Deontay Foreman as far as their running game goes, I think it's going to be a challenge for them too. But I like the Cowboys' defense against the Browns' offense, at least from early indications from everything I've seen so far. I think it's going to be kind of a rock fight. I think it's going to be kind of one of those 17-13 type games.
Mm-hmm. Nick, let's talk about the rest of the Browns' defensive line. We all know Miles. Who else is up there to make them formidable?
Yeah, the experience, like I said, that's really where it stands out for them. And they've done a really good job of building that defensive line over the course of the last few years. Adarius Smith, that's a guy who's been in the league for 10 years. You got Dalvin Tomlinson, an 8-year vet on that defensive line. Shelby Harris, another 10-year guy. I mean, the experience, it is overwhelming. I mean, you look at a guy like Zach Martin, he's the only guy on that offensive line now with double-digit years of experience. And you could look over on the Browns side and probably find – 3 or 4 guys that are over 8 years of experience in the league. So experience is really going to be the tough part here. And when you're going against 2 rookies, that's going to be the challenge. And so at that point, you're just kind of hoping that there's some advantages that you can find in that youth. And I think that's going to be kind of the mantra of that offensive line this year. You know, other than Zach Martin, how can these guys in their youth be able to kind of find advantages in the run game, in the pass protection game? I don't really have any major concerns in the pass protection game. I like what Cooper Beebe and Tyler Guyton have done, and we know what the other 3 guys can do. It's really the run game. Where can they find some confidence there to be able to build upon? And I think it starts as early as this week.
Do you have any idea why the total points for this game in Vegas is so low? It's only like 41.5. That's a really low number.
Yeah, I would almost lean on taking the under there, just because I think this is going to be a rock fight type of game. Both of these defenses are improved coming off of last year. We've talked about the Cowboys unit quite a bit. I think the Browns as well. I mean, you look at what they were doing last year with Joe Flacco at quarterback and Jerome Ford at running back, and they were still able to push into the playoffs at 11-6, and it was that defense that was the result. So I do think these defenses are going to overwhelm early on, and I think that's going to, you know, reflect on the scoreboard when the game's over.
Nick Harris brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort from DallasCowboys.com here on Sean and RJ. What is the feeling around the team? Talking to them, obviously all the storylines, really negative offseason from our point of view, the fan frustration at an all-time high. We know about attendance questions in Oxnard. Nothing really matters what they do in the regular season until the playoffs. That's the sentiment from many fans. Like, what type of feeling have you been getting from the players as game week is here?
Yeah, there's been a question that's been kind of bouncing around to players and to Mike McCarthy and just to various personnel on the team. And it's, you know, is there, you know, pressure? Is there added pressure? Is there a sense of urgency going into this season, knowing that there's a really good chance that this team is going to look a lot different in 2025, regardless of what happens this season? And everybody's just kind of seems to be taking it a week-by-week mentality. And I think that starts up top with Mike McCarthy. He said the focus right now is the Browns, and then the focus after that will be the Saints. And so I think Mike McCarthy is trying his best to make it business as usual and try to take this season as he's approached his previous 4 seasons. But I think it's kind of player dependent whenever you start taking that question to the locker room. And I think it's a specific basis, because when you talk to Zach Martin, yeah, he feels the same way. But then you talk to some other guys, maybe like a Jordan Lewis, you know, who's been around 7-8 years now. And it's, this is a really good opportunity in front of us. This probably is our best opportunity in front of us. So, you know, I think with certain guys, they understand the urgency. They understand, you know, the opportunity that is in front of them still. Even if the team last year maybe had the best shot, this team this year still has a good shot. And so I think that's still understood in the locker room, even with a tough schedule. Everyone's just going to kind of take it by a week-by-week basis and go from there.
So your colleague Nick Eatman on Friday just threw out a guess, and both of you kind of nailed it in guessing that the CeeDee Lamb deal would get done when they got back to Frisco. And Eatman guessed that the Dak deal would get done this week. Diana Russini reports that she's hearing it's about the number of years. The Dak would be looking a little bit more long-term. The Cowboys may be thinking about 2 or 3 years. What's your reaction to that? And would you like to try to make it 2 for 2 with another Cowboy contract prediction?
My prediction, to be honest, would be that this does not get done this week. I think this is going to drag into the off season. Personally, that's my personal belief. As far as the reaction to the links, that was a little surprising to me. It was not surprising when I first heard that about the CD deal and that being kind of the holdup there. But for this, you know, I would expect the Cowboys to want to hold on to Dak for, you know, a 4-year contract and go ahead and lock him up and, you know, keep him with CD for that 4-year deal. Yeah. And I think with the length of the deal and them wanting only 2 or 3 years out of it, that means they're just going to have to do this all over again in a couple of years. You know, if it were me, I'm wanting to drag this thing out and not have to deal with this for a while. So it's a little surprising to me. Yes.
Yeah, you would think if someone wanted the shorter deal, might be for Dak to get back to the market.
Yeah, Dak would want the shorter deal.
Exactly. So he could get back in the market, like you said. But yeah, I think he wants that stability in the back of his mind to know that he could retire a Cowboy. I mean, he's talked about that in the past. He says that's his intention. But it would have to be the right deal at the end of the day. And so it doesn't surprise me that Dak wants a long-term deal, though, because he's had to deal with this mess now 2-3 times whenever you factor in the franchise tag seasons and all of that. I'm sure he's just ready to get it over with. And by the time this comes around again, then it's maybe a short-term deal or it's ready to hang it up.
If they want the short-term deal, does that give you an indication that they think he will age poorly?
Yeah, I'm not sure. And I would like to talk to somebody about the idea of a short-term deal for Dak and the advantages that go into that, because it's not like they have another quarterback on the roster going into next year. You know, I think that the intention is to bring back Trey Lance on another short-term cheap deal just to have him to develop as a backup. But does that mean that they think he could be ready in 2 to 3 years to take over the starting job? Maybe that's the idea behind it. They would have to have a plan if that's their idea in mind to have a short-term deal with Dak.
Nick, it also just like gives off the impression to me again, and swat this into the stands if you want, that it's like, okay, like we kind of wait and see mode again. Like, let's see what you do in the playoffs over a 2 or 3 year run, that we may not be ready to commit to you for 4 or 5 years based upon, you know, not knowing and not seeing it in the postseason yet. Is that crazy?
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. You know, that's been the biggest criticism around, you know, potentially not getting this deal done, right? At least from outside noises. Okay, Dak Prescott has not won in the playoffs. He's been super inefficient in the playoffs. He looks like a completely different player sometimes. If that translates over the course of 2-3 seasons and you still have to hold on to him for 2 years past that or 3 years past that, then yeah, maybe I understand the thought process there into wanting to wait and see on a short-term deal with playoff success and then reevaluate after the fact. But that would only cost them more money on the back end of everything, and they would have to be comfortable with that at the end of the day. So I think there's a lot of questions that go into that and into that line of thinking.
Good stuff, man. We'll get the official predictions on Thursday. Thank you for the time.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Let's crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece next on Sean and RJ.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here, brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine is the number one Chevy dealer in the world. More Silverados than anyone else. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023.
It's time to crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. What?
I was just going to ask which avenue you'd like to travel down, your 822 segment or your house.
822.
All right. So I was really fascinated by your 822 segment. You were talking about, well, before you got into the Diamond Cast, you were talking about Diana Rossini's report about Dak.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting to me because I feel like that kind of goes against what I had thought all along. Yes. Is that he wanted, is that Dak Prescott wanted a 3-ish year deal, where Rossini is like, hey, they're held up on the number of years, and so y'all were talking about like disrespect and everything like that. See, that kind of flies in the face of what I thought I had always heard, that he wanted a shorter deal so he could cash in again, like y'all referenced with the Brady's, Rodgers, etc.
Well, unless you like don't want to go through this again, right?
Why? We're having to wait knowing you'll win?
Yeah, I don't know.
In the contract.
You're going to win in the contract. I don't know how stressful it is. I don't know how
That's
much
a good point.
BS it is. Having to wait. The insults, right? Like getting kicked off by the other side. Look, it applies to this building too. Going through a contract negotiation, it's
not fun.
It's not fun. It sucks.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Now,
Dak knows he's going to win every time.
Exactly.
We maybe don't say the same, but he's going to win. He's going to win out. But do you want to go through the mess of it, the scrutiny. I don't. Diana Rossini's had a really bad offseason anyway. She's been wrong a lot. So I'm not saying I believe her report that it's about years.
Thing as being wrong. You're just not right.
Here's my question.
Yet?
Diana Rossini and Jane Slater are very tight.
Yes.
How would Jane not have this covering the Cowboys, but Diana would?
Maybe she does.
That's fired.
Just funneling it to Diana?
Maybe she's too close to it.
That's what's happening?
I don't know.
I feel like, in my opinion, some people who go on over to new outlets have to be a little splashier.
And where's she at?
She went to The Athletic.
Oh.
She was at ESPN, right? Yeah. And you go to The Athletic, and it's like, I got to prove that I am the NFL insider that you signed for big time money or whatever it is.
I got this interview with an owner and he's going to cuss during the interview and stuff like that. I see what you're saying there.
I'm not saying it applying. That's a good get by Clarence.
All right.
It's a good get by Jerry. But maybe that's what Diana Rossini, she's had some misses in the offseason.
This is a fair question to Jerry on Friday because we'll have him on Friday. And has Dak told you that he wants to be a Cowboy next year and beyond? Like, do you think that's a fair question? And how do you think Jerry would answer that?
Get your damn act together.
You think that's what? No, he wouldn't say that.
Well, of course.
Like, everybody wants to be a Cowboy.
Why would you? Why would you want to be anywhere else? Why would you not want that star on the side?
Then the logical follow-up question: why can't y'all agree to terms? You want him here. He wants to be here. What's the holdup?
Yeah. What's the deal?
Money.
Here?
Salary cap is very complex.
Yep.
Is it?
No, I'm with you. I actually think it's simpler than they do.
Yeah, so if you want to believe Rossini's...
The NBA one's not.
They should be fine with money per year and fine for maybe the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
The holdup is how many years? Yeah, if you're Dak, why not go back to the market in 2 years or 3 years?
3 years I could see, because I bet the Cowboys are like, hey, you got to give us at least three if we're going to do it at this... I'm assuming $58 to $60 million.
Is it raining outside?
Yes.
It has been.
Yes. Because my grass is running away from my house. I need some water.
Running away?
Oh. Yeah, it's running away.
Dr. Mark Bashara. Things are receding.
Hang on a second.
That's for hair. That's for hair. Receding.
So you mean there's a gap between...
It's starting to gap, you know...
Your foundation and... Yeah. Oh, boy. Like, you don't have sprinklers?
I do, but, like, I'm running them, like, twice a week, and I need irrigation right around the house.
That's such a lie that they tell us you only need it twice a week when it's 105 outside.
Yeah.
Go to any golf course. They're watering it at 5 a.m. and at, like, 8 p.m. at night. They're watering it twice a day because they know if they don't, it will die on them. And then they're like commercials. Hey, conserve water. You actually only need to water 10 minutes a day.
A month? Like, 10 minutes a month. It'll be fine.
You're just trying to save water.
Yeah, you can get this. A lot of people have like those soaker hoses or drip lines right around their foundation because once the thing starts to gap, that's bad news.
Right, you're done.
When do we get rid of grass?
I don't care about y'all's...
We start getting rid of grass.
Foundation advice.
Your house is done.
Yeah.
Oh, his house is really nice. The only part I was kind of disappointed about your house...
Uh-oh.
Is the area that is the bar area that's glass walled off. Because in my mind, before I looked in there, I was really hoping somehow it's magically going to be like an in-the-middle-of-the-house sauna. And that's why it was glassed off. There's glass walls all around it. And I was like, oh, man, that'd be so baller if you had like a sauna in the middle of your living room. And you're like, that's what's up.
No, there's a sauna connection with your mattress guy.
Yeah, my guy Scooter.
Yeah.
My guy Scooter. He'll give you a sauna for your house, put it in the garage.
You know, for getting invited over, you're busting my balls a lot over here. You know, instead of being grateful and appreciative, you're just being a smart ass nonstop. So I'm noting that for next year.
Are you that to Mike or me? To me? I said your house is nice.
No, it's to Mike.
Yes. Hey, I want to come over to that house, man.
No. My biggest concern was the gate was open. Like the gate outside. I mean, you know, you're paying for that. You're paying for that security.
How many 105?
You don't want those Sunnyvale, you know, those 40 kids just running around in there.
No.
How do you feel about people who walk into the house without ringing the bell?
Totally fine with it.
Okay.
Because I thought it could be deemed rude that I was like outside in the pool and not just waiting inside. But I was outside in the pool, which was a very difficult challenge to get people actually in the pool at a pool party. I was not anticipating that. So I was fine with people just walking in.
Kevin said he wore jeans just to let everybody know I'm not getting in this pool.
But he did not wear a sweatshirt like Bobby did.
Okay. That was interesting to me. I like Bobby a lot, but that was a fascinating decision.
Yeah.
He pays $20,000 to make sure his pool is cool at all times.
That's awesome.
I do not have a heater or chiller on my pool.
That's what Choppy said. I was listening this morning. He's like, man, he cooled it for us.
Well, it was cool. I said it was cool. I didn't say I cooled it for it. No. Yeah, it was a cool pool.
No hot tub.
Nope.
No chiller.
Did you have a barbecue pit there?
I did have a barbecue
pit. I'm sorry if I'm revealing too much information.
You have a barbecue pit.
It's like next to the
pool. Yeah, you can sit in the pool.
He has a bartender in the pool at all times.
You got it.
With the bottles.
Guy just lives right next to the pool like you're in Cabo. Awesome.
He's in the living quarters. He just rolls out of bed into the pool.
No, but I did appreciate Kevin came downstairs and he goes, we cleaned up upstairs in the kids' toy room. And I said, cleaned up what? And he's like, the toys we took out. And, you know, you have manners. You have couth.
Oh, thank you.
There's a lot of people who come up there and just...
That playroom up there is super cool.
Who else is playing with toys? Like, Bobby?
No, it's just me and Noah.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that don't, you know, they don't clean up after themselves.
Well, that's rude.
You know?
I figured
the guy, your bartender, would do it after he got done serving all the people.
For the record, I did not see someone living in the pool serving drinks or anything.
No,
like
they blend in. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
It's a blend in thing. They got a costume.
There were a couple people there I didn't know, so they could potentially be.
Does he have a servant house out there where they live?
living quarters?
No, but the house next to him is not vacant. It's vacant, so you can technically live in there.
When I coached at ESD.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Episcopal School of Dallas, which Jerry gives millions of dollars to, I think. It cost, I think, I don't know. I could be wrong with this. It might be over $50,000 a year to go to ESD.
Oh, my gosh.
That's high. That's like grades, like K through 12. Oh. And I'm at a baseball party, and one of the kids is talking to one of the people that's kind of serving the barbecue or whatever for the end of the season party. And then he starts talking about breakfast and everything. And I could never, he is a horrible catcher. Good kid, horrible catcher.
Wow.
Dad, I couldn't stand.
When my son played.
And so, yeah, like, ooh, his arm hurts. He can only throw on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I'm like, there's no doctor in the world that is like, hey, only throw on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and you'll be fine. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, let's take it easy. You know, I'm like, stop making things up. I'm not that stupid, but I'm his servant. You're servants at ESDs. You're not teachers and coaches. You're servants there. And so I'm listening to this kid, and I could never get him to do anything I wanted on the field. He would just kind of blow me off, but in a nice way, but blow me off. At one point, we needed some help moving something, and one of the kids, another kid, is like, I don't do this type of work.
Oh, man.
Like, we have servants for, like, literally, they're like, we have servants for this. We go to ESD. We don't do labor. We have servants. And so this kid is talking to one of the people serving the food, and I'm just thinking they hired people to, like, serve the food at this $8 to $10 million house. And I'm like, oh, I'm listening, like, off to the side listening. I'm like, no wonder he doesn't listen to me. He literally, they have servants. They have this servant house out there where the servants live, and they come in the morning and they make the breakfast and they make his room and they do whatever he wants to do. And I'm like, no way I can get this kid to block a ball behind the dish. Like, he literally has three people that live at his house that are Alice of the Brady Bunch, except they're more servants than they are. Like,
there's zero chance that kid should have been a catcher. That's the one position you cannot be when you have no desire to do anything.
Well, I mean, most of the kids there don't have a lot of desire to do a lot because literally as soon as they graduate from college, their parents give them $1 million and say, good luck.
But does it surprise you, though, when a Scottie Scheffler or Kershaw or Stafford or...
I know that Kershaw was not rich at all.
Oh.
So I do. Kershaw does not fall into the Highland Park category. He is, yes, he went to Highland Park, but he was single mother. A lot of people, from what I understand, helped out the Kershaws to be in Highland Park.
Because he had a golden arm?
But it does. I mean, if you think about it, a guy like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, I mean, they grew up in multi-million dollar situations and still became the Splash Brothers and, you know, a new generation of basketball. Yeah, it is. It is very impressive. Like, I'll give a credit to one of the Joneses, which I don't give any credit to. John Stephen Jones he didn't have to work at all. Like, John Stephen Jones is a billionaire the day he was born. But he worked his butt off to become one of the best high school quarterbacks of his kind of class and everything. Now, he got to Arkansas and realized, I don't have to do this anymore. And he'll be the general manager and owner of the Cowboys probably 40, 50 years from now. But, like, that was a lot of work
for
him.
He'll be 70.
We're rooting for Shy.
We want Shy.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, for John Stephen Jones, like, he worked his butt off and didn't have to. I mean, no Jones has to work a day in their life, really.
Yeah. No, Shy was texting Chop earlier about the YouTube TV, DirecTV, ABC issue.
Oh, yeah.
So how many of you were affected having, you have Fubo.
Right. I do have DirecTV, but I also have the ESPN Plus app, so it didn't actually end up being that problem.
And Michael doesn't have cable. He's not rich like I am.
It actually ends on Thursday.
Oh, baby.
But what does?
My DirecTV, because I turned it on yesterday morning and I saw the channels were out. And I was like, well, even better that I dropped them at this point.
Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, right out of the gate, questions that are going to shape this 2024 NFL season, part one. Oh. And then at 11:20, Wanker of the Weekend featuring CBS. Also, maybe probably Disney and DirecTV.
Yeah.
And then at 12:20 today, Drew Pearson joins the show. So we'll talk to the original 88.
Got a big problem, 6:30 on Saturday night, if this thing is not settled. This DirecTV ESPN.
Why? Head out to the sports bar?
Well, because Tennessee's on ABC. And I do have the app, but it's a pain in the butt to get over there.
ESPN Plus? Can you get the ABC on ESPN Plus?
I have no idea. I assume you can, but I don't know.
Usually they have the same.
Sean, I think, has them all. He just decided to get all of them.
He's got them.
No, I just hired them to play in my backyard, my acre. I'm like, come back here.
He uses his bartender's login.
My builder said, I'm listening to you. Water more, and you do have a drip system around the foundation.
There you go.
Well, I have no idea how to access that. Like,
or you could just text him back.
Ask him.
It's probably
in the backyard right now.
It should be attached to the sprinkler system.
Irrigation box to me is like figuring out a rocket code.
Dude, those are insane.
Are you kidding me? I can't do it. Difficult.
Just make it simple. It's like, hey, we're going to have to push up button 7 times to get to the. No, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's like texting on an old flip phone.
On or off. On or off.
All right. Good to see you too.
Man, that was fun.
The KMC Master.
Time for football, man. We got football coming up.
The KMC Masterpiece is next on 105.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.